Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
TGIF, as the whippersnappers say, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now, Friday edition on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. But just because it's almost a weekend doesn't mean we're putting our, or taking our foot off the gas, does it, Chris?
Not really.
That's a passive way of putting it.
We could discuss that. Got a busy day today.
Very busy day today.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to hear from State Representative Michelle Saltzman. She will be in talking to us about the relief efforts that she's putting together to get supplies together and take it down to the Florida Big Bend area. And she's opened up her office in Cantonment for this. But we're going to talk to her at 4:20 today, exactly how you can help those folks, Cedar Key area, you know, Stinhatchee, I mean, all of those affected areas that were really just devastated. And I was reading an article from the Miami Herald today, and let me tell you something. If you think things have gotten better down there, you need to go think again. It has not.
Really?
There was a report out from Fox earlier today saying how disappointed that the people are in terms of the Biden administration's response to these recovery efforts. Just not happening. Things are kind of moving real slow. So at 4:20, we're going to have State Representative Michelle Saltzman in. Then at 5:20, we're going to have Vicki Campbell in. Yes, you might know her as a board member of ECUA, but let's talk to Vicki Campbell as resident Vicki Campbell. She is actually, her family is from the Asheville, North Carolina area. She got together at Marcus Point Church. They are putting together a fund and relief effort as well. 5:20 today, we'll talk to Vicki Campbell about what's going on in terms of helping North Carolina. 4:20. About 8 minutes from right now, we'll talk about what's going on in helping people in the Big Bend area of Florida.
And at 5:35, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Ballet Pensacola Cinderella. Of course, that's going to be on October 11th through the 13th and October 18th through the 20th. But because, of course, we'll be talking with Vicki Campbell, we'll push that back a little bit later than usual. Once again, 5:35 after the Fox News break next hour.
Okay, 4:12, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up amid the release of a strong jobs report. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more.
The major averages ending higher and bond yields rose following a stronger than expected jobs report for September, pointing to signs of robust health in the labor market. Employers adding 254,000 jobs, topping forecast, while the unemployment rate also defied expectations and fell 4.1%. Oil futures settled higher with U.S. and global benchmark prices, posting a gain of more than 9% this week. The Dow winners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Procter & Gamble, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 341 points, the Nasdaq higher by 219, S&P 500 up 51. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Hillary. Also, just wanted to give a bit of a local note here. Of course, it's been a very rainy day. Rainier than we had originally anticipated, I would say. But just wanted to let everyone know, Taste of Gulf Breeze is still going on, but it has been moved inside of the rec center. So it's just the tents are inside instead of outside. Just wanted to let everybody know.
Okay, I just also want to remind folks, maybe you didn't know about this. This happened about 9:30 this morning. Penn Air Federal Credit Union over on airport was robbed by a bank robber. PPD is looking for a white or Hispanic male wearing blue and white clothing. If you have any information, maybe you were around the area at that time, saw something, call PPD or Crime Stoppers this afternoon.
Absolutely. And Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May, he spoke regarding Wednesday's shooting near Pensacola Catholic High School. He says that no community center or sporting event will be safe until the killings stop. And he's now advocating for additional cameras and surveillance equipment to be placed in these high crime areas.
Absolutely. Rosh Hashanah continuing through sundown tonight. Pensacola Jewish community began preparing and getting all ready for Yom Kippur. That begins at sundown next Friday evening, ends at sunset on October 12th. Area Jews, of course, are participating in the High Holy Days at local temples and synagogues.
And the Gulf Coast VA is now offering telehealth emergency room services for veterans. Vets that use VA healthcare can call their local VA clinic and press 3 on the menu, and that will connect them with the virtual emergency room. The VA says that this will offer many of the same services you could receive in a traditional emergency room, but without the long wait or exposure to illnesses. And obviously, if you've got some grave, you know, potentially fatal injury, don't use the telehealth thing. Go to an actual emergency room, of course. Just keep that in mind. Don't get your arm cut off and then start calling. Just go straight to the ER.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. You might know the Jets, the big yellow bird you might see flying in and out of Pensacola International. That's Spirit right. Airlines. Failed merger with JetBlue. They were trying to merge the two together. That thing is off the table now. And now, unfortunately, Spirit Airlines is looking at the possibility of filing for bankruptcy.
The budget carrier, Spirit Airlines, what could go wrong? They haven't turned a profit since before COVID. They tried to right the plane by merging with the larger JetBlue, but the Department of Justice said, nope, that would reduce competition and it would mean higher airfare for flyers that liked Spirit's low prices. Well, now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Spirit is in discussions with bondholders for a potential Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The rival carrier's shares, they're spiking.
Alrighty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. I'll look at the weather first here. It's been rainy, as I hinted at earlier. We've still got some areas. It's not too bad right now. It looks like the worst of it around here is over. 75 degrees right now. There are still chances of rain as we get into your evening with a low of 72. But Saturday and Sunday should be a pair of beautiful days with highs in the low 80s and lows in the low 70s. Actually, Sunday's low is 69. So there's some good news for you. That temperature is getting lower and lower. Looking at the roads here, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street still backed up. Same with the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street itself. That typically gives us trouble at around this time every day. And then it's just going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming from Dogwood Drive and approaching Glover Lane.
Okay, this afternoon, NHC forecasters are confirming a sloppy weather system tracking across the Caribbean. And certainly actually rains, as they say, as students of many schools down there in Central and South Florida, keeping an eye on this, whether they have to make plans to get out of those dorms or not. Here's the way it stands. Residents in Central and South Florida preparing for the potential development of another tropical storm or depression with heavy rainfall flooding across the Florida Peninsula through next week. The key operative word, as I told you on the Thursday show, Florida Peninsula, not Florida Panhandle.
Bingo.
So there you go. Central and South Florida we're talking about here. This is not going to help with recovery operations along the Florida Big Bend area. Major concern for those folks.
Absolutely. 4:17 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, should have Michelle Salzman on, talking about giving back to the Big Bend area, of course, following the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Got all that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. As the leader in identity theft protection, LifeLock reminds you to update your passwords. Using the same password across multiple accounts makes you vulnerable to cyber criminals. Updating your passwords is only one way to help protect yourself. For comprehensive identity theft protection, you need LifeLock. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise. Start protecting your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Soon to see if I'm happy in your hands. I'm unusually hard to hold on to.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 4:21 here. We got a few minutes to work with before we get our first quick check of the or our next quick check of the roads and weather. Wanted to touch on this real quick. The race is on to save AM radio and vehicles. I'm all for that. Florida's Attorney General is part of it. Ashley Moody says Hurricane Helene is a good example of why it's still needed. Moody and 10 other state attorneys general this week called on Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. The bill came about after reports of some car manufacturers not including AM radios in new electric vehicles. Moody says that there's a bipartisan effort underway, and the bill passed in the U.S. House committee last month, but hasn't moved since.
Okay, State Representative Michelle Saltzman's office is working to collect relief supplies for Floridians affected by Hurricane Helene. Now, Saltzman is partnering with school district superintendents across Florida's Big Bend to get clothes and school supplies to children that really need these materials. She is requesting all sizes of kids' clothes that are new or gently used, and school supplies. Now, these items can be dropped off at our office at 3212 South Highway 95A in Cantonment. We have been waiting for her to join us. We had a scheduled call-in at 4:20, and I do know her schedule was kind of juggling around. They were working us in. So we're going to try to get her on as soon as we can make contact with Representative Michelle Saltzman this afternoon.
All righty. And a Florida law restricting treatments for gender dysphoria will remain in effect while a legal battle plays out. A federal appeals court rejected a challenge yesterday that asked officials to reconsider a block on the measure. The request was filed by a transgender man and families of transgender children. A judge sided with the plaintiffs earlier this summer, placing an injunction on the legislation that places limitations on puberty blockers and hormone therapy treatments. However, the state filed an appeal asking the law remain in place until a final decision is made. Arguments for the case are scheduled to take place in mid-January.
Here's a piece of good information to share with you. There's a new MRF, if you're not familiar with that acronym, Materials Recycling Facility in Northwest Florida. Waste Management of Fort Walton Beach has opened a new state-of-the-art single-stream recycling facility able to process up to about 76,000 tons of material a year. Not a bad size, MRF. The regional facility will process materials. And when I say regional, we're not just talking about Northwest Florida. Just as in the past, I know at ECUA, it was a regional concept as well, going all the way west into Mississippi, north up to Jackson, Mississippi, up to the north, and then east to Tallahassee.
Right.
So it's just not a local business scope in place. It is indeed a regional concept. So congratulations to the good folks over in Fort Walton Beach. That's some good stuff.
For real. And I'll add to the good news here. Three manatees are safe after they got stuck in a Tampa Bay pond due to Hurricane Helene. Florida wildlife officials say three manatees were rescued at a Largo funeral home earlier today. It's believed the animals swam through floodwaters caused by the storm last week before they became trapped at Serenity Gardens Memorial Park. The FWC believes there may be another manatee and possibly a calf still stuck inside. Once all the animals are rescued and deemed healthy, though, they will be released back into open water.
There's, October traditionally is breast cancer awareness month.
Yes.
And I just want to make you aware of what's going on out there and how you can help and participate, especially this fall. The Pensacola Ice Flyers and Pennair Credit Union are debuting a limited edition pink breast cancer jersey. I think this has got to be a beauty. The jerseys will be up for sale all of this month. A portion of each sale will be donated to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer here in Pensacola. Greg Harris does some good stuff at the Flyers over there. They really do. And so there you go. Get yourself a pink jersey. I bet it's pretty.
Yeah. We've seen photos of them, or at least I have, and they did. They look pretty unique. The pink and navy blue is a cool combo. All righty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Looking at the roads here, it was just basically the same areas always give us issues. Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Now we got some congestion developing if you're traveling on I-10 east towards Highway 29. Then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, 75 degrees. It's been a rainy day, rainier than we would have liked, but it's okay. As we get into your weekend, it should be a pair of beautiful days for the most part. It seems like early on Saturday, there may be some slight chances, but as we get into Saturday night, it's going to be just mostly cloudy, low of 71, and then Sunday it's going to be a high of 83, also slight chances with a low of 69. How about that?
Yes. You know what? That's not a bad forecast at all, but I want to kind of even do that a little bit better. I was looking at the long-range five-day forecast. Monday through Friday, percentage of rain, zero. Zeros across the board. You got to smile about that. I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, if you were going to go out this weekend, maybe catch some suns, catch some rays, take along the SPF.
Right.
UV rays are pretty still intense out there. And while we were talking about breast cancer awareness in October, staying on top of your screenings, just one of the ways experts say you can reduce your chance at cancer risk. Fox's Lisa Brady has more on this trending story.
This is House Call for Health. Experts could probably all agree a best bet to reducing cancer risk is living a healthier lifestyle. But Mass General Brigham in Boston has four specific steps they say can help reduce the risk, and they're research-based strategies. First, make sure to stay on top of preventive screenings. Putting them off could be deadly. Second, improve your sleep habits. Poor quality slumber increases the risk of developing cancer. Third, know the risks and benefits of daily aspirin use. And fourth, cut down on sugar-sweetened beverages. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lisa. Here nationally, former President Donald Trump returns to Butler County, Pennsylvania tomorrow. That's the same place where he found himself the subject of an assassination attempt back in July. It was already that long ago. That's unbelievable. One rally goer was killed and two others were injured by a gunman who was later killed by authorities, of course. Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, expected to hold a Saturday campaign rally at the Butler Farm Showgrounds.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Coming up at 5:20, another lady, hardworking lady, professional lady in our area, Vicki Campbell, of course, board member over at ECUA, is her family's from the Asheville, North Carolina area, Austin. Mm. And as you know, Helene just devastated North Carolina.
Asheville was one of the worst places hit, yeah.
Absolutely correct. 5:20 today, we're going to get her take on personal experience in terms of dealing with her family and things that happened up there. But she, too, is collecting relief supplies along with Marcus Point Baptist Church. And they're going to be taking the supplies up to Asheville. We're going to talk about that, the process, how you can support it. 5:20 on News Radio 92.3.
And a Supreme Court deciding whether Mexico can sue gun makers for violence at the U.S. border. Gun manufacturer Smith & Wesson, along with other companies, requested the high court review the case. Mexico alleges in the lawsuit that the companies were aiding and abetting the firearms purchases by dealers known to supply drug cartels. It also argues that the gun makers have refused to make their products more secure by not taking measures like making serial numbers more difficult to tamper with or installing technology to stop a gun's unauthorized use.
So what did you think about Thursday night football?
I love how sometimes we have good segues and then we other times we just plow through from one subject to another. It was one heck of a game. A lot of people celebrating. Best Thursday night football game we've had in a while.
Okay, I have a great sound feature on that coming up in less about 6-7 minutes, something like that.
All right.
We'll be talking about that. We'll look into some of the high school games tonight. You're doing the game tonight, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And we'll talk about UWF, FSU, many things coming up in just the next few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Also, we're going to touch on the MLB postseason. I'll go ahead and give you a bit of a look in, just a sneak peek as we get down to the final moments here of this segment. Man, the Braves, or not the Braves, they were already eliminated, unfortunately. The Mets and Brewers had one heck of a game last night, and the Mets came back and won in the top of the ninth to win the tie-breaking game in advance to the NLDS. So congrats to them. Unless you hate them, then darn it. All righty, 4:30 here. We'll take a quick break. Fox News coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, as Chris said, got all that sports stuff for you, along with breaking down the NFL slate, including the Jets taking on the Vikings in London. How about that?
And what is that, like an 8 o'clock start game or something, 9 o'clock start game?
I can only imagine it's an unorthodox time in our area.
Sounds good to me.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Donald Trump appearing in Georgia today with Republican Governor Brian Kemp, where the two discussed hurricane relief. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
Brian Kemp said 33 people have been killed. Locals on the ground have said this is an apocalyptic situation, a lot of damage. The president thanked the governor for his hard work. He also thanked Elon Musk for providing all the Starlink terminals.
At least 230 deaths are blamed on the storm. Campaigning in Detroit today, Vice President Kamala Harris tells supporters that she's working to help the nation's economy by promoting union workers.
The bottom line is when unions are strong, America is strong.
The remarks coming less than 24 hours after dock workers on the East and Gulf Coast suspended their 3-day strike after coming to an agreement on wages. The parties have until January 15th to work out a new contract. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan was again temporarily blocked yesterday by a judge in Missouri. The move comes just one day after a federal judge in Georgia said he would let a restraining order expire. The U.S. district judge, appointed by former President Trump, issued the latest preliminary injunction against Biden's plan, blocking relief for millions of Americans. On Wall Street, stocks closed the session higher, with the Dow and S&P 500 setting fresh records. The Dow gained 341, the S&P was up by 51, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 1.2%, up 219 points. Shares of Rivian Automotive fell roughly 8% after the EV startup lowered its annual production forecast for 2024. U.S. crude oil futures for November continue their weekly surge up more than 1% to just around $74.50 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Against the Eagles, Kirk Cousins only needed 6 plays and 70 yards in 1 minute and 5 seconds to secure a touchdown to get a Week 2 victory. Against the Buccaneers, the Falcons tied the game as time expired in regulation, and then Captain Kirk led another 70-yard drive in a little over a minute to secure a huge NFC South Week 5 overtime victory. We used to mock primetime Kirk Cousins, but this year on Monday and Thursday Night Football, Falcons QB has been shining under the bright lights. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments.
Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the ongoing investigation into the assassination attempt against President Trump, even as he prepares to go back to the site of the shooting. Also spoke with the person who is in charge of driver's ed for Escambia County. Got a lot of questions answered about what really does take place right now with driver's ed, as Michelle Salzman is working on a proposal to make driver's ed mandatory before somebody under 18 gets a license. And who got canceled in this week's Transgressors Memorial Service? You can find out by listening to the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hurricane Helene threatens the Gulf Coast.
Okaloosa County, Santa Rosa County, and Escambia County are still all clear.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive.
Breaking into our Fox News coverage, we are going to go live to Governor Ron DeSantis, who is doing a press briefing.
When you need to know.
Maximum sustained winds were 140 miles per hour.
Hurricane season is not over yet. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Of course, the registration deadline for the November 5th general election is October 7th. That is just 3 days from now. New registrations need completion, or need to be completed, rather, and received or postmarked by that date. You can take care of that and learn more at votesantarosa.gov. All righty, looking at the roads and weather here. On the roads, it's just a couple of spots that are giving us trouble. We do have an accident report. This is going to be on Highway 90. If you just came from Pensacola, just came over the bridge, passing Woodbine Road, we do have some backups over there in that area. Once again, that's if you're traveling eastbound, there is an accident report over there. Then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane and I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, it was rainier today than we would have liked, but Saturday and Sunday have slighter chances of rain. Hopefully shouldn't be as bad. Decent temperatures. And then all next week, beautiful temperatures, no chances of rain.
Yeah, zeros across the board on that one. We're just getting this. It's moving across the board right now. I want to share this with you. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. FBI and Department of Homeland Security are now warning, and I'm just getting this minutes ago, that the upcoming one-year anniversary of the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel could motivate people to engage in violence within the United States. Authorities saying the anniversary may motivate extremists and others to engage in hate crimes and provoke violence. October 7th will be a day you will want to keep your radio on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, keep yourself alert, yourself safe.
We are on top of this, and we will make sure, and if it's breaking, you're going to have it. It's just that simple. Let me kind of make a transition over to sports. We talked about it coming up here. Yeah, and I asked you about this, about the Thursday night NFL prime football game.
Yeah.
You said it was pretty good, didn't you?
It was darn good.
And so does Fox Joe Morgan. He has the details.
Week 5 of the NFL season is off to a fun start. The Falcons defeated the Buccaneers 36-30 in overtime, improving to 3-2 on the year. Quarterback Kirk Cousins got the Falcons into field goal range with just 1 second remaining in the fourth quarter, and Younghoe Koo drilled a 52-yard field goal to send the game into OT. On the first possession of the extra quarter, Cousins connected with Kadarrell Hodge on a short completion, who took it to the house for a walk-off 45-yard score. Cousins completed 42 of 58 passes for a career-high 509 yards, throwing 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, I saw your partner in sports crime coming in from outside. He looked like a wet dog. Jeremy, who you'll be doing the broadcast with.
Yeah, I'm doing the halftime show. Jordan and Jeremy are in the booth.
All right. Well, good for you. That should be a lot of fun. Let's talk about some high school games.
All righty.
You ready to kind of give me your observation on the scores?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Pensacola High School at Booker T. Washington.
That's the game that we're calling. That's by the way, that's on our sister station starting at 7 on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. I personally have Pensacola winning that game, but Booker T. Washington doesn't have a bad home environment, so going on the road, that can be tough.
Okay, the J. Royals at Central.
I'll take Jay, I guess. I don't know. Good game. I'll take him by a couple scores.
We flipping a coin on this one? Is that what we're doing?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Like, just get the coin out and flip it. Okay, Navarre to Escambia.
Once again, Navarre. Gosh, they looked so good last week. But going to Escambia, I just think that's going to be too much for them. Give me the Gators.
Can Gulf Breeze get over whatever they've got going for them in the wrong direction? They're playing West Florida tonight.
If it's going to happen, I don't think it's going to happen tonight. I know both teams have struggled, but I've put it very simply throughout this week. Gulf Breeze has struggled more, and they're on the road, so give me the Jags.
You know, I know the weather forecast calling for this to digress and move out should be a non-event tonight for weather.
Right.
But the fields will be wet. How much of a problem this is going to be for some of these games?
Man, I don't know. If they have a little bit of time to dry up, maybe not much. But if that dampness lingers a bit, that can be a problem. The turf monster is all the more likely to get you, and you just got to hold on to that ball.
Okay, Northview, our good friends, the Chiefs, taking on Baker tonight.
Going on the road, that's tough. There's been decent before. I don't know how they're doing this season, but I'll take the Gators.
Okay, Pace at Madison County, and yes, that game is happening.
I'm going to take Pace. They've done good against out-of-town schools, but, I mean, I can't sit here and act like, oh, that's nothing.
That's going on. That's nothing.
Oh, by the way, we were talking earlier about Gulf Breeze at West Florida. It's actually West Florida at Gulf Breeze. Flip that. West Florida goes to Gulf Breeze. That will make the game more interesting, but I'll still take West Florida.
Okay, Pensacola Catholic at Mobile Christian. Another Alabama game on the schedule.
Yeah, last time they played at an Alabama school didn't go too well, so I'll take Mobile Christian.
And Pine Forest at the... What are they? I think they're the Bulldogs, aren't they? Crestview Bulldogs?
Crestview Bulldogs. Man, going to Crestview. That's a tough place to play. I'll say they kind of give Pine Forest some trouble, but I'll take the Eagles to win.
Okay, and you were mentioning on the show Thursday there's a couple of college games tonight that's being played, right?
Yes.
Troy's one of them. I'm going to watch that game.
Oh.
Troy and Texas Southern or Texas...
It was Troy hosting Texas State.
There you go, Texas State.
And, man, right. Troy, they kind of got beat up. They lost, I think it was 38-17, going off memory there. I think that was it. Sam Houston State, you know, they did good. They beat UTEP on the road 41-21. UTEP falls to 0-5. Sam Houston is 5-1. So you got to give the Bearcats credit there. As for games tonight, it's Jacksonville State traveling to Kennesaw State. That's going to be... That's going to be an eyesore, Jacksonville.
I think you need to buy some glasses. Well, I really do.
No, well, I'm leaning. You do not know how small these numbers are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jacksonville State is 1-3. They're going to 0-4 Kennesaw State, so that's going to be interesting in a chaotic way. Houston goes to TCU. Michigan State goes to number six Oregon. So we've got a top six team playing tonight against a Big Ten conference opponent. And then Syracuse goes to number 25 UNLV. That should be a good one.
Let me give you three letters we have to consider here. Okay.
All right.
UWF. How's it going to play out? Mississippi College in town over at Penn Airfield. Kickoff at 4. And of course, you can follow the action on ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM 1330 AM.
UWF, man. I'm really not trying to like act like, oh, it's no problem whatsoever. But I do think they are miles better than Mississippi College. Mississippi College has been a struggling program for years. So I don't want to jinx anything, but I truly think this transcends jinxing. I think UWF is just that much better of a program. They should win easy.
All right. I got another three-letter school we need to talk about.
All right.
FSU.
Yeah, do we have to?
Clemson, Saturday. Yes, we do. Kickoff, 6 o'clock, right here, News Radio 92.3. Of course we do.
Yeah, we've been giving away some tickets for that, and people have been eager to get the tickets.
Very proudly, may I add.
Yes, and people have proudly been entering to win them, and that's a loyal fan base right there. Florida State is kind of struggling. I'd love to see an upset over Clemson, because the ACC sucks anyway, so I'd love to see just all the more chaos. Just about 4:45 here, just in time for another quick check at the roads and weather for you. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still backed up. Got some congestion looming if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90, just passing Woodbine Road, traveling towards Chemukla. We do have some backups over there because of that accident, but it doesn't reach for too far, just that general vicinity. Then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. That's got you backed up to Dogwood Drive at this time. Outside of that, there's not too much going on that looks strangely severe. As for the weather, It was rainy today, okay? I mean, what do you want from us? But 75 degrees, that's not too bad. And then as we get into the weekend, slighter chances of rain, just as good of temperatures. And then next week, wow, no rain whatsoever.
More governmental confusion up there in the town of Century to pass along to you. It appears to be an insurance issue. After Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. violated the town's charter this week by exceeding his spending limit by about $161,000. Now, under the charter, the mayor has a spending limit of just $200 without prior council approval. Well, the town council now wants answers as to why Gomez was not better prepared, knowing the town's insurance policy expired on October 1st. The council did not ratify the mayor's expenditure.
And the September jobs report beat expectations by a considerable amount. Numbers out today from the Labor Department show 254,000 new jobs created last month. That's compared to the 140,000 to 150,000 most analysts had predicted. In addition, the unemployment rate dipped slightly to 4.1%, down from 4.2%.
Let me make a transition for you. I mean, great. That was a great transition lead in there. Let's talk about U.S. job creation.
Yeah.
It's on the rise, and Fox's Business's Linda Hu has more on the story.
This report from today is really bucking this trend of reports that we've had so far this year that really suggested there is a cooling labor market. This report coming in hot, showing that the economy added 254,000 jobs in September, blowing past the expectation of 140,000, unemployment ticking down to 4.1%. We can dig a little deeper in that government jobs here grew by 31,000, healthcare added 45,000, but zeroing in on manufacturing, we see a continued trend of losing jobs. It lost 7,000 jobs in the month, manufacturing losing an average of 9,300 jobs per month now over the past 3 months.
Okay, the distribution of civilian ballots continues for those who have vote by mail request. Sonia Daniel, Escambia Deputy Supervisor of Elections, saying here's a few key dates for you to remember, and they're coming up really fast here. October 7th, this is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote by mail request. Early voting, October 26th through November 2nd. That is in Escambia County. October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. November 5th, of course, Election Day. Polls will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to cast a ballot at an early voting site. Got to have that photo ID and proof of signature. And don't forget, election night starting 7 o'clock. We'll have all the results for you live on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And also, I want to give another update on the automobile industry. It's taken quite a quite a pounding this week with all the recalls we've reported on. Well, General Motors has temporarily halted production at a pair of assembly plants after Hurricane Helene. The automaker canceled shifts Thursday and again today at factories in Flint, Michigan and Arlington, Texas due to supply and logistics issues as a result of last week's deadly storm. A GM spokesperson said that both the hurricane and dock worker strike were disruptive events for its suppliers.
I got to laugh about this because I've been framing this story as a big story, a big weekend.
All right.
Big dogs, and it's happening in Seville Square. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I hope.
Of course you do. It's the Northwest Florida's Great Dane Rescue. They're holding their eighth annual Dane-toberfest tomorrow. Weather, no chance of rain, zeros across. Well, no, 20% chance, but really don't worry about it. Very pop-up showers, maybe. But it's going to be beautiful. Dane-toberfest tomorrow morning, 11 to 4 at Seville Square. And as I framed it, it is a big weekend in the square.
Absolutely. All righty. Just about 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, one pop culture icon is going to be a grandfather. We got details on that. And another pop culture icon announcing a $2 million donation to help Helene survivors. Details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and it's perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Man, all right, so that's Manic Monday by the Bengals. Very happy to report that this is not a Manic Monday. This is, outside of the rain, a pretty lovely Friday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:52 here. Got a few minutes to work with before we get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'll start with this. Hinted at this before the break. Eminem going to be a grandfather. The Detroit rap star made the announcement in the video for his song Temporary, which was released yesterday. The video shows him sitting on a deck when daughter Haley Jade hands him a blue Detroit Lions jersey with the number 1 and Grandpa on the back. The video also shows footage from her entire life, including her marriage this summer to Evan McClintock. Eminem was seen with his jaw dropped holding her ultrasound picture when she told him the news.
I bet. Been there, done that. What's next? Looking at P&S International this afternoon, everything's looking pretty good considering the weather conditions. In fact, a few of the flights getting in here kind of early, but there is one. And I do this, again, just if you have to pick somebody up from the airport, save you a little bit of parking expense or time. There's a flight coming up out of Charlotte. It's an American flight, 5595. Scheduled wheels down in Pensacola, 9:18 this evening. Going to be about an hour and 15 minutes late on you. Getting in about 10:30. So just be aware of that. And if you're a home buyer or a home seller, I know you've been watching those mortgage numbers a little higher today. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year rate. 6.26% borrowing cost, and the 15-year rate also up 5.63%.
All righty. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson says that he will attend Appalachia High School's first home football game tonight for whatever reason. A mass shooting at the Georgia High School last month killed 2 students and 2 teachers. 9 others were also injured in the shooting, of course. The pro wrestler turned actor and business mogul said he promised the school and community he would be there tonight for them. Okay, so there's our answer, and it's a wholesome one. In a post on X, Johnson said, quote, "These players, coaches, teachers, the entire community, and all the students at Appalachia are the symbol of resilience, love, and strength." So there's some good news for you.
There you go. The Rock is moving on tonight. There is a report from the House Judiciary Committee saying Border Patrols have encountered scores of illegal migrants from countries that pose a national security threat. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more on the trending story.
The report warns that the terror threat is growing under this administration. CBP has encountered more than 1.7 million special interest aliens from 26 different countries, including Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and Syria, all ties to significant terrorism. Now, in the report, they highlighted the case of Afghan national Mohammed Karwan, twice released by this administration, despite being a match to the terror watch list. Now, this comes after DHS inspector says CBP, ICE, and TSA have been releasing migrants into the country without IDs and letting them board planes to fly domestically.
It's a mess. That's pretty much how we can just
sum it up.
Sum all of that one up. I just want to touch on, you know, we have so many, unfortunately, so many wrecks involving injuries that happen in Escambia County. I mean, there's really a lot of them that we have to report on. Here's right. one for you. A 59-year-old Milton man is, and this is in Santa Rosa County, 59-year-old Milton man is dead after suffering a medical emergency prior to a crash Thursday night. This happened on Welcome Church Road, right near Carl Booker Road. The unidentified man drove east through a ditch before colliding with a tree. He was pronounced deceased at the Santa Rosa Medical Center.
Alrighty,
450. I just get tired of doing those things.
No, that is.
They're just sad.
We've heard a lot about these incidents lately, and it is. It's very upsetting. 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just one last quick peek before we head into hour number two. Let's see. Do have an accident report if you're traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway, just passing Highway 87. However, that may be a bit of a miscalibration because we're actually only seeing congestion if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. So, nonetheless, keep that area in mind. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still backed up. Same with the issues on Highway 90 traveling eastbound towards Chemukla. We do have some backups over there from a previously reported incident. And on Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight, and there's going to be some slight chances of rain on Saturday and Sunday. Shouldn't be as constant as it was today, but then after that, beautiful, beautiful week.
Zeros across the board.
Yes.
For rain percentages.
And lower temperatures.
You know, it's been about 24 hours since I broke this story for you, and it was just about this time on Thursday we told you about country music superstar Garth Brooks is fighting a lawsuit from his former makeup artist accusing him of rape.
The claim comes 5 years after the alleged incident and 3 years after the stylist stopped working for Brooks, who she claims sexually assaulted her in a Los Angeles hotel room in 2019. Brooks denies the claim, saying lawyers for the woman attempted to extort millions from him to keep the allegations private, saying, quote, "For the last 2 months, I've been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would B, if I did not write a check for many millions of dollars. It's been like having a loaded gun waved in my face." Now, the suit, filed anonymously, seeks a jury trial and unspecified damages.
All righty. Garth, he's been in a couple of controversies over just the past few years, this one obviously being the most severe. I hate to say it, but whenever I hear his name in the news, it's typically not for a good reason.
Well, I want to tell you this. I did read this, and I saw the ink on this, and he says, "I would never hurt Trisha Yearwood, period." That's his comment on this.
I mean, he said it with an absolute tone, but...
No, he was very direct.
Only so much to go off of there.
Well, coming up this next hour, let me just kind of bring you up to speed. Coming up this next hour, we are actually going to be talking about a former Pensacola mayor who is involved in the potential purchase, there's that operative word I want to get in there, purchase of OLF-8.
Really?
This is very interesting. You're going to be want to hang around for that one. That will be coming up after the 5 o'clock hour, of course. And also, we're welcoming in 520 today, Vicki Campbell. She'll be talking to us about this new effort they're doing, getting supplies together and taking them to Asheville, North Carolina. Those people were smashed. And Vicki's family is from that area. So she teamed up with Marcus Point Baptist Church. They have a location over there set up where you can bring supplies, and then they're going to pack it up and head up to Asheville and take it themselves.
Right.
We're going to find out how they're going to do it and how you can help them out at just about 5 o'clock today on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Lastly here, just one of our last big hitters hinted at this before the break. We always like to end on a more wholesome note if we can. Well, Dolly Parton announcing a $2 million donation to help survivors and communities recover from the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Today in Tennessee, the music legend said that she's donating $1 million herself, with another million coming from a match from Dollywood partners, including Walmart. Helene caused considerable damage to Parton's home state of Tennessee. 11 people have been confirmed dead in East Tennessee, and over 20 are still missing.
You know, it is... And this is circulating through Washington this afternoon, and now they're saying that the folks in the affected states, they're real disappointed in the response from FEMA and the Biden administration to get them help. They haven't seen anybody in a lot of these places.
Yeah, we mentioned Georgia in particular. Their governor, Kemp, he was not happy with Biden at all.
So we'll bring you up to speed on the latest with that. Got a great story coming up after the 5 o'clock hour. So thanks for being with us today. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.